have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy, a mama mia question, for those men and women who want and are working on themselves to overcome, waking up. Have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father? Have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father? Have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father? An amazing question, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around, you just can't sit and watch the show. You want to, but you just can't. You can. You can podcast and listen to the show as it is happening on your phone, by way of your phone. It's been made possible by calling the talk stream line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. And it is also amazing, and really, really amazing, is Wednesday again. I mean, I'm not understanding. The sun just coming up and going around the world just like that. And for the flat earthers, even though there's no proof, it's going up and down the world. So for the flat earthers, it's going by fast. It's going by fast. It's amazing that there's no proof that the earth is flat, but so many people believe it. It's just interesting. I understand it. But it's interesting. No proof it's flat. But some people believe it. It is in the third hour every Wednesday, Manhood Hour, and the first 2 hours, because we love the blacks, it is Black Excellence. That was then when America was great. And this is now.
What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. Amazing. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. I have a question for, a quick question that I guess there's some calls and everything for Nick, James, Kurt, and Derek. A quick question. They didn't know I was going to ask this, so they're not prepared for it. But they can hear you. Are those other two coming?
Well, I'm talking about.
Are they coming?
Yeah.
Why they move so slow? Leave that there too. Take that back.
This?
That thing.
All right.
That seat. Okay. Put it back.
Director.
Yeah.
Well, I'll turn this on at least. There you go.
Come, Kurt. Some of you may know.
There we go.
Some of you may know and some may not. Today is a special day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And it's also the day that the Lord made the American Anchor Baby. And he's pulling up the song right now because today is the American Anchor Baby birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to ya. Amazing.
Amazing. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Today is the American Anchor Baby birthday. He ain't got to worry about ICE now.
Ooh. Yeah, they don't look for me on this day. We nice. Call it. We're cool on this day. We start back up tomorrow.
Nice.
So today is the Anchor Baby birthday. Amazing.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, so, you had me going for a sec there.
I know. I saw these guys turn the mics on.
Bring the mics.
Cheers. Moving mics and everything. That's all I wanted y'all for.
Nice.
Oh. Amazing.
Okay.
Anything for the Anchor Baby?
Happy 20 years old day.
Thank you. 20 is an amazing year.
Nice.
How old are you?
32.
Okay.
You 32?
Yep. I did the math.
You don't look 32. I led you to, you don't look grown up to be 32.
We don't grow up anymore.
They say everybody looks a lot younger nowadays because people are a lot healthier, less smoking and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what it is?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's
on.
What they say. But so we don't look like men. We look like boys.
Right.
Yeah, we don't grow up anymore.
So that's not a good look.
I agree.
I can't unsee it after you said that. Couples, these days, they still look young. I'm like, yeah, I look like I froze in time. Maybe not necessarily even youth, but just... I don't know.
Amazing.
All right.
So next year is Jesus year.
That's
what?
Right.
What?
33 is Jesus year.
That's the day he rose?
I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right there?
Something like that.
He was 33.
He was 33 at the time of his
then he rose?
Death and resurrection.
Yeah.
Oh.
Death and resurrection.
Amazing.
Nice. All Nick. Right.
Thank well, you
happy
guys.
Birthday, man.
Thank you.
You made it.
Woo! Amazing. Thank you, baby birthday.
Amazing.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Let me go to Earl out of Michigan. Earl, you are on the air.
Jesse.
Hey, Earl.
The biblical question.
And speak up a little bit. Have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father?
No, but I've been angry at my mother the way she treated Jesse.
Treated who?
The way she treated Jesse, the way she treated you, because...
No, the biblical question is, have you ever been angry at... Have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father?
That's not my question. My question is how she treated Jesse.
I don't think he can hear me. Hold on, Derek. See if his phone working well. I think he want to respond to the biblical question. In the meantime, I go to Alexis out of Los Angeles. Alexis, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you? Fine. How are you?
All is well.
Nice. I wanted to answer the biblical question, and if I can, also give a super secret shout out to someone for their birthday.
Oh, okay. Have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father?
Yes, I have. To make a long story short, there was like 10 years ago, where my mother did like a 180, like a flip on my father. She started treating him differently, badly, all sorts of stuff. And I remember at that moment in my life, she became like enemy number one.
Yeah.
And it was like my sole mission to then myself treat her differently. I gave her the cold shoulder. I didn't want to talk to her. I even at one point, I kind of blew up on her publicly at a party in Mexico, which was really out of character for me too. And I remember I stunned like my entire family. It was really weird.
Amazing.
it was really strange. But the long and short of it is at the end of that whole thing, when all the dust settled, what I realized is that like I was mad at my mom on behalf of my dad. I wanted to take on his pain, whether he was feeling it or not. I don't know.
Right.
But I was mad at her for him. I wanted to defend him. I wanted to protect his feelings. So at the end of it, I ended up kind of becoming his mama.
Yeah.
And when I realized it, it was like I didn't really have a dog in the fight, really. It wasn't my fight to begin with.
Right.
I shouldn't have been mad at my mom. So I look back on it now and I can laugh, but yeah, I was really, really mad at her for like a whole year. It was crazy.
That's amazing. Very interesting. Yeah. So are you still mad at her?
No, not anymore.
Right on. Well, I want to respond to it, but I got to hold my 2 cents until Sunday. But that is very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. And happy Mother's Day, by the way, see, even though you're not a mother.
No, thank you.
Amazing.
And if I can, just give a quick shout-out and a happy birthday to Mr. Gonzalez for his birthday.
Amazing.
Happy birthday, Nick.
Hey,
he's the best guy I know, Jesse. So.
He's the best guy you know?
He is.
Right on. In
what
way?
Know she doesn't have a baby?
She doesn't sound like a mother.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Alexis.
You're welcome.
This is Mrs. Gonzalez.
It's true.
And I know that Mrs. Gonzalez doesn't have a little Pepe Mangali yet.
Yeah, no bambinos.
No bambinos, yeah.
Well, that's all. Happy birthday, Nick. Thanks, Jesse.
You want to say anything?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Were you surprised?
Yes.
Amazing.
Nice.
All right. Thank you, Alexa. Right. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right. Amazing. Today is Nick's birthday. It's also Black Excellence. And I have been saying for a long time, and I really want you all to pay attention to this. I have been saying for a long time, that America is becoming South Africa and the rest of the third worlds around the world, countries, and nobody listened. Nobody said, oh, God, you're right. We got to stop it before it's too late. It is now too late. And also, when I saw this, so I'm going to show you a video or sound bites from a video. Now, I'm neither verifying or denying or accepting this video as being right, because I don't know. I've never gone there to South Africa, but I've heard and interviewed people from there, and they say this is true. I remember we played a sound bite of a black woman, black female out of South Africa, and she was like really, really upset that white people had left, and as a result, the country gone to hell in a handbasket. Well, so I want to know too, and I really want to know because it wasn't this way when I was growing up. At least not in Alabama. Maybe, I don't think it was this way anywhere at one point until the so-called civil rights movement came along. That's when things changed and it got worse. But I want to know what happened to the blacks. And not all, but most. Because it's really interesting to really, really see what's going on, and then it's not getting better. It's just not getting better. And this is happening everywhere now. And so I want you to watch this and respond. Is this happening in America or not? Maybe just me thinking this. But I want to know from you all, or y'all, do you see now that what I'm about to show you from South Africa, according to the video, is this happening in America, or is it just my imagination running away with me? Wikipedia, here's proof that blacks only destroy and not build. Some people may remember, this is from Wikipedia. And by the way, this guy, P.W. Botha, gave a talk back in 1978, I believe. And he was right then, and he's right now. But some people said tried to write him off as being a racist and all that mess. But Wikipedia, Peter Willem Botha was the last prime minister, 1978 to 1984, of South Africa, and the first executive state president back in 1984 to 1989. Hey, what's the difference in a prime minister and an executive president? That's all that you're saying to me.
There are differences, and I don't know them.
Okay.
Anchorage may or may not.
They're heads of state.
They both
there may be some differences in their parliament and stuff like that, but they're both heads of state, prime minister and president.
Although some have both. Like Israel has a prime minister who's like the top guy, and they also have a president who's just whatever.
Oh.
Barely mentioned. We hear about Bibi, the prime minister, but we barely ever hear about Israel's president. So, whatever.
Oh, Israel has a president other than Bibi?
Yeah, because Israel has Bibi as prime minister.
I thought Bibi was the president.
Nope. There's a president.
Really?
The president just presides, in that case, over the Congress or something. I don't know.
He just sits there and does Knesset. Nothing?
Knesset.
What?
The Knesset.
And Bibi doing all the work.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So, according to Wikipedia, Peter Willem Botha. He was the last prime minister. And this was back in 1978 and 1984. And the first executive state president back in 1984 to 1989 of South Africa. And was a staunch defender of apartheid. He was a staunch defender of apartheid. And Wikipedia is also reporting that he delivered on August 15, 1985, Botha, he gave the Rubicon speech. The Rubicon speech. So I want you to, it's a little long, but it's worth it. It is Black Excellent Day and Hour. And I want you to see that I've been saying for a long time that if white people didn't speak up, they were like, oh, we don't want to speak up. Y'all were slaves. And they were pretending that the blacks were becoming and out of control because of slavery, when everyone knew that it was not true, but no one would say anything. And I'm like, well, speak up, speak up. And then they started to attack white people during the knockout games. And now it's just completely white people under genocide in America. But I want you to see this and tell me with proof that it's not happening in America. Here's what the Rubicon speech was. It's from Power Shift SA. Watch this.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we're ripping the Band-Aid off a narrative you've been force-fed for decades. The Rubicon speech of 1985, a moment vilified by history. But what if I told you it was the last stand of a nation teetering on the brink? Stick around as we expose the real collapse of South Africa 30 years after the miracle of majority rule. Before we go further, a quick refresher. The Rubicon speech refers to a pivotal address given by South African President P.W. Botha on August 15, 1985, in Durban, during a time of immense internal unrest and external pressure on the apartheid government. The world expected Botha to announce sweeping reforms, including the unconditional release of Nelson Mandela. Instead, he doubled down, refusing to give in to demands that would dismantle the state he governed. The name Rubicon alludes to Julius Caesar's crossing of the Rubicon River in 49 BC, a point of no return. Botha was making clear that South Africa, too, had reached a decisive moment and would not back down.
Amazing. So America is at a point now of no return. No return. And it happens in every white country because all the other countries already screwed up. No return there in those countries. And every white country now, they're at a point of no return. And it's happening in America. Global pressure wanted Botha to end apartheid, but he disagreed. Watch this.
Let's take a step back. Not into a fairy tale, but into reality. Picture 1985. The global pressure was mounting. Western media, activists, the United Nations, all chanting in unison for the dismantling of a system they barely understood. And there stood P.W. Botha, not bowing, not apologizing, not surrendering. The Rubicon speech wasn't a stumble. It was a barricade against chaos. While the world expected groveling and submission, Botha issued a warning, not because he hated progress, but because he understood what South Africa would become without the spine to resist ideological capture and mob politics. For decades now, the narrative has been carefully curated. Apartheid was evil, and its end was the dawn of freedom. A beautiful story, a global feel-good moment. Cue the Nobel Peace Prizes. But fast forward to the present, and the dream has curdled into something far less poetic. South Africa today? A country crippled by corruption, crippled by incompetence, and crippled by crime. The so-called miracle turned into a dystopia in record time.
Did that happen in America now? That's not, and so I can neither verify or disagree with this video, I don't know, but it definitely was happening in America right now. Here's more on South Africa's statistic collapse from 1994 to today.
In 1994, South Africa inherited a growing economy, world-class infrastructure, a modern legal system, and an advanced medical and agricultural sector. White South Africans, especially Afrikaners, had built something that worked, however imperfectly. Flash forward 30 years. South Africa's GDP growth has plummeted to a meager 0.6%. Unemployment sits at an official 32.9%, though the real number, especially among youth, is likely closer to 45%. Murder? Over 27,000 recorded cases last year, an average of 76 people killed every single day. And not just anywhere, on farms, in towns, in homes. That's not a stat, that's a war zone. More than 3,000 white farmers have been brutally murdered since the so-called liberation, and we're not supposed to talk about it. That's the ANC's golden rule, silence dissent, call facts racist, and blame apartheid until the end of time. Meanwhile, the ANC elites sip champagne in Sandton while the rest of the country rots. 500 billion rand, yes, billion, has been looted through corruption since 1994. The South African Institute of Race Relations estimates it's likely even higher. Eskom, once a world-class energy utility, is now a collapsing giant with over 400 billion rand in debt, serving up daily blackouts like their breakfast. Load shedding is the new normal.
Amazing, huh? So the ANC is the National African National Congress Party, and I think that was Nelson Mandela part of that. And they are just like the so-called Civil Rights Party, Civil Rights Movement, pretending that they were for the blacks, while they were only using the blacks for their personal gain, and the blacks got worse. Everybody like, ANC with Mandela is for the blacks. I'm being told, where you get that from there? That, well, I'll tell you this when I come back. Let me take a quick break. But this is what's happening in my country right now. And it's so far gone, no turning around. It is at a point of no return. Goodbye, America. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beads. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Huh? Welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report's coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11. The guy with the good hair, and he's on fire. Then the birthday boy, the American Anchor Baby. Today is his birthday. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Energy and birthday on fire. And then at 2 p.m. today, Punchy TV, a brand new live episode with Bill on Punchy.tv. A brand new live episode. Punchy.tv with Bill. You don't want to miss it. And last but not least for now, this Friday, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. Brand new episode of the Fallen State .tv. The Fallen State .tv. I had a very, very interesting but fun discussion with Tommy Robertson. And Tommy is a journalist and political activist from the UK. What's this?
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's important to you?
England, my country, my people. We've seen an attack on the church, attack on Christianity, attack on the family, and another value system has filled that void. I truthfully now believe that I'm meant to be doing what I'm doing, and this is my destiny to do it. There's a mass awakening, a spiritual awakening, where that fear that kept people silent, the dam has burst, men are awake, something huge is happening. Time's up.
Charms up. Charms up. This Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And I appreciate it. And Tommy is having a major event this Friday, I believe, or Saturday. I think it's the 16th. And he invited me to come to be there. And I was going to go, but it was such a short notice, and I just could not readjust my schedule for it. But I'll be at the next one, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. So I wish Tommy and his crew well at their major event this coming Friday, I believe, the 16th. Amazing, huh? So check out the Fallen State. So I want to go back to this video describing how bad things are, and I can neither deny nor confirm this video, all right? I'm just playing it because, showing it to you because over the years we've been reporting on South Africa, and I've been interviewing people from South Africa, and it's a mess. Mommy Africa is a mess. And the same identical thing is happening here in America. It is so far gone now, there's no turnaround. And so I mentioned that the ANC is an African National Congress Party. And is, at one time, Nelson Mandela was the president of that so-called party. Nelson Mandela served as the president of the African National Congress, better known as the ANC, from July 1991 to December of 1997, according to Wikipedia. So here is more on the video. Bhutto refused to release Nelson Mandela unless he and the ANC renounce violence. Watch this.
Remember when P.W. Botha refused to release Nelson Mandela unless he renounced violence? Radical idea, right? Releasing someone in prison for plotting sabotage, perhaps a condition was appropriate, but nuance died long ago. Today, we're told it was cruel. But let's be honest, the ANC's freedom fighters weren't Gandhi. They were armed, trained, and often brutal. Since they took power, South Africa hasn't blossomed, it's bled. Land reform? Let's talk about that farce. Productive white-owned farms handed over in the name of justice only to be run into the ground. Agricultural output has dropped by over 20% since 2000. Food security? What food security? Import dependency is growing. Inflation keeps ticking up. But the political class gets their BEE deals and diversity quotas, so who cares if there's less food on the shelves? It's all progress, apparently.
Amazing, huh? What's wrong with the blacks that they couldn't take something that was already built and amazingly done? And once the white people gave it up, why couldn't they keep it going, make it even better? Why? Or why couldn't they, once they, the apartheid thing, quote unquote, ended, why couldn't they take their areas and say, you know what? Even before that, to be honest, and we're going to make it better. Why? Same thing in America. And BEE means Black Economic Empowerment. Black Economics Empowerment. Amazing, huh? He mentioned that in the video. And again, this video is from Power Shift SA, South Africa. This is happening in America. And nobody is denouncing black violence in America. Nobody. As in South Africa. What happened? South Africa is declining culturally. Why is this from Power Shift SA?
And yet, South Africa's descent isn't just economic. It's cultural. Afrikaans, a language spoken by millions and tied deeply to the identity of a resilient community, is being phased out in academia and public life. Statues of Boer leaders and Afrikaner pioneers are vandalized or removed, and the ruling elite looks the other way. Or cheers. EFF rallies echo with chants of kill the Boer, and the media yawns. Reverse racism? That's just justice, we're told. And don't get us started on foreign policy. Botha once warned about communist agitators. He was laughed at. Today, South Africa sits on its hands when Russia invades Ukraine. The ruling party openly courts China and Russia while thumbing its nose at the West. the rand has lost 80% of its value against the US dollar since 1994. Investor confidence? Dead. Johannesburg, once the economic crown jewel of Africa, is now decaying in places, plagued by hijacked buildings and turf wars. And the solution from the geniuses in charge? Use pension funds to plug budget holes. You can't make this up.
Amazing. Did they not tear down statues in America, especially during the riot with the radical evil group, Black, what do people call?
Black Lives Matter?
Black Lives Matter. Did they not tear down statues in America? Did they do the same thing you see happening right here? Or am I imagining this? The same thing is happening here. It's like crazy to see it and it won't be stopped. That's even worse. And then when President Trump, the great white hope, when he tries to do something about it, the country turned on him. Not everybody, of course. They turned on him. Like they did with the president of South Africa, Botha. What's up? And it's going to get worse because it's too far gone now in my country. And I want the blacks to know, just as the ANC used, according to all the reports, the blacks for their own personal gain, to gain money and perceived power, same thing with the blacks here in this country. That's what the so-called black, Martin Luther King Jr. and all that stuff was about. To set themselves up for money and power by using the blacks. And you forgot to think for yourself to see what was going on. Because at one time, blacks were not, they were individual thinkers. They worked hard. They treated people the way they would like to be treated, never mind color. They built. They had businesses. They got educated. Even if they did get educated, if they were educated in their own black school, and that's what everybody else does. But Martin Luther King Jr. and Jesse Jackson and all those people came along and said to the blacks, no, you got a problem. And we're going to fix your problem. We're going to make the white people let you in, make them love you. And look what happened. Same thing in South Africa. Same thing in other countries built by white people, founded and built by white people. What is it that white people have that the blacks don't have? South Africa education and health care falling apart. Why is this?
South Africa now is a cautionary tale. The ANC's education policies have wrecked the school system, ranking 57th out of 60 countries in global math and science literacy. Hospitals, once clean and effective, now lack basic medicines. Over 900,000 professionals, doctors, engineers, teachers have left the country since 1995. Skilled workers, mostly white and Indian, have fled in droves, draining the country of the very expertise it so desperately needs. Police response times? Abysmal. Citizens now rely on over 9,000 private security firms just to feel safe. Meanwhile, political clown figures like Julius Malema stoke racial hatred on live TV, calling for expropriation without compensation, promising more land grabs, more chaos, and more division.
Amazing. That's what's happening here. Remember Jasmine Cricket? All she ever talked about was racism. If you listen closely to the Democratic Party right now, that's all they ever talk about. Racism. Taken away from the whites and give to the blacks. Power shift, as they mentioned, the money in South Africa is so devalued now, it's not worth a penny. Is that happening in America? According to Wikipedia, our money has been devalued too. When same cookie died, I don't know what that is. What?
I think he wrote that funny. Sam Cooke.
Why he wrote it like that then? Hate send
Maybe
me all
this.
Maybe
that's how you spell that version of Sam. You know Sam Cooke?
Tell hate coming report. Huh? You can read in it?
You know Sam Cooke. It says, our money has been devalued too. When Sam Cooke died, $108 in 1964 is worth $1,121 in 2025.
That how much $108 worth?
Yep.
Really? $1,000?
More than $1,000.
You spelled Cookie instead of Cook?
Cook is his last name. Cook with an E at the end. He spelled it with an E.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think he changed it.
Oh.
But it's not same. It's Sam. Right. I spelled it same.
You spelled same cookie. What are you trying
I did not spell it cookie.
Oh, no, he said he wrote same.
There's
cook.
No I.
You said same cook with an E.
There is an E at the end of cook.
Sam
no
is
e
not same.
There's no E in Sam.
Sam is not same. It's S-A-M. Am I right about that?
Just chalk it up to American education, kind of like South African education.
Nice one.
Let's blame the blacks. Shout out.
Darren is telling me that the rand has lost 80% of its value since 1994.
And the rand is their version of money. Like we have a dollar, they have a rand. But a dollar is not worth a dime anymore.
So in 1964, $108 was worth $1,221.
He had that in his money clip in his car the night he died, according to Wikipedia. And yes, that's how much it was worth.
That's amazing. So where did I leave off, Nick?
Geez, the next one.
What?
The last one, 60%.
60% of South Africans live below poverty line. Watch this.
Let's talk about poverty. 60% of South Africans live below the poverty line. Townships swell, services collapse, and the ANC response? Blame colonialism, blame apartheid, blame whites, blame anything but themselves. And if you're white? Keep your head down, pay your taxes, and don't complain unless you want a hate campaign or worse. P.W. Botha didn't give the Rubicon speech out of stubbornness. He gave it because he knew the wolves were at the door. He knew that capitulation wouldn't bring peace, it would bring slow destruction. And here we are, 30 years later, a country looted, hollowed out, betrayed by those who promised paradise. There you have it, the unvarnished truth.
This is like mind-blowing to me. It's watching my country fall apart and you can do nothing about it. Nothing's been done. And if anyone tries to do anything about it, they attack. Look how they're attacking the President Donald Trump, the great white hope. They hate him. He's trying to make things better, and he's hated. Just like this president of South Africa, or ex-president, former president, Botha. This is what's happening in my country. And white people, whether you admit it or not, you're under genocide, and you're losing your country. And even when you move out into the farmland, in America, they're coming out there, too. and get you. And they mentioned how no police now, so they have like security guards and things like that in South Africa. Same thing here. They took away the police, defunded the police, take away the police, and then they tell you to buy cameras and put them around your house. Like that gonna work. And the police come after the a robbery has happened. They show up later. They never come in time to catch the people, the criminal in America. And you have to hire bodyguards. We reported yesterday on what's happening in the Valley and Beverly Hills and Hollywood Hills and the Fat Frat District and everywhere. Home robberies like happening, and the people are home in many cases. But no police. Karen Bass, the worst mayor that can ever be on the planet and in hell. She's got to feed the hungry. She's so proud. Never mind the crime. She want to make houses for the homeless. And the homeless mess got worse and getting worse. My country is gone. This is what exactly happened. Do you see it? Or am I? What do you think about this hate? Do you see this happening in America?
Yep.
You do?
Definitely.
You see it, Anchor Baby?
Yeah, and it's, I don't know that much about apartheid personally, but it's weird how all those people who were trying to say, hey, you know, because the world was telling them you got to end it, they were saying, no, if we do, we're going to get like crime and all this stuff, and it's weird how it happened.
And the same thing is happening here. And then they let black people to government. They start these black organizations and pretend they are trying to help the people. When they're helping themselves. And the people go crazy. And what's interesting about the people, if the government don't help them, they don't help themselves. They destroy. How about helping yourself take control of your own life? What's wrong with that? I'm reflecting on that young girl that came from Ukraine. And she, according to a report, riding the train on the way home from work, sitting there on the phone, and a black guy allegedly got up and just stabbed her in the neck. And killed her. I got that white woman, reportedly. Don't know much about history. Don't know much about biology. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. I'll be back in a moment to your phone calls and your super chat. Hate news, not the fake news. Two more hours
now,
to go.
I totally disagree with the way things are going.
But you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
There's some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is 2 hours of black excellence. May 13th, Wednesday, May 13th, AD 2026. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back, and we will get to your calls and more great stories, as well as your super chats, y'all. It is hate news, not fake news. Ground News reports that Trump and Hegseth, President Trump and Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, or Secretary of Defense officially, but they are calling it the Secretary of War, they claim control, and that's a quote, control, over Iran and the Strait of Hormuz as ceasefire talks are stalled. It was on life support earlier, and now they're stalled. President Trump, I believe, he's in China, right? He arrived in China yesterday. FBI Director Kash Patel denies drinking allegations in a heated Senate exchange. You know, he agreed to an alcohol test. He said, side by side, I'll do it with you. To whoever was telling him, challenging him to take an alcohol test. And by the way, this guy, Jamie Raskin, not a Christian, but he's a politician, like a senator or congressman, I forget what. He accused Kash Patel and the DOJ of millions of dollars in improper settlements to former FBI agents. Huh. Anyway, U.S. grocery prices, they rose in April, and gas spikes were not the only reason, although they were a part of the reason. Groceries jumped 0.7% in April. That's almost 1%, right? It's the sharpest one-month increase in nearly 4 years. That would have been under Biden that it went crazy. Conflict in Iran driving up costs for food in the USA currently, with overall grocery prices climbing nearly 3% over the past year. And more than 18% since early 2022. Wow, so it's like a fifth more expensive from, thanks a lot, Joe Biden. And this temporary thing with our greatest President Trump. Or is it temporary? Who knows? They also had record low cattle herds, right? Which is not Iran's fault or Trump's fault. And blah, 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 other stuff going on in the world. Trump said, I don't think about Americans' financial situation with regard to dealing with these Iran negotiations. He wants to do the Iran negotiations right and not be distracted by this temporary pain of Americans' financial situation. Tuesday, President Trump departed the White House for a state visit to Beijing, China. According to Ground News, stating Americans' financial situation is not even a little bit of a factor in his Iran policy. The months-long standoff over the Strait of Hormuz has blocked shipping routes, or routes if you prefer, fueling a 5.4% surge in gasoline prices last month and driving inflation to 3.8% year over year in April. I don't think about Americans' financial situation, Trump said, emphasizing his role. His sole motivation remains preventing Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Democrats, who care nothing about Americans, they seized on the comments as pretending like they care. Anyway, Trump dismissed Iran's recent peace proposal as a, quote, piece of garbage, unquote. The regime demanded lifting of sanctions and they wanted sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz during talks with China. And a ship operator and an employee, this was a while ago, are charged in that crash by that boat that caused the deadly collapse of that Baltimore bridge. Remember the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore? They crashed into something and then the whole thing collapsed and people repairing potholes, illegals, maybe foreigners, maybe not illegals, but foreigners were repairing potholes. You know, these Hispanic workers, road workers, they got killed. Terrible. Some of them anyway. And the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, finally a couple of charges. That's crazy, though. It's more than a year ago, I feel like, maybe two. Not sure. Tulsi Gabbard is probing U.S. funding to more than 120 biolabs abroad. Wow. Interesting. Biolabs, you know, they're biological stuff. Laboratories. A la the China virus lab that was maybe funded by the USA. And by the way, a record number of immigration cases are now ending in voluntary departure, according to a report. Nice. I'm James Hake, JLP out. Two.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racers with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. Have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father? I always hear the other way around, but I rarely do I hear, do you ever be angry at your mother for the way she treated your father? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around, work out, or whatever, and you would love to listen to the show, you can podcast, but you can still listen on your phone as it is happening anywhere in the world. And we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. So you can listen on your phone and still move about, do what you got to do by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App is the second hour of the show on Wednesday. And the first 2 hours of the show is Black Excellence. This is Black Excellence. What's wrong with the black?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Nobody can actually know.
There's no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the black. Amazing. I love the blacks. I have been trying for 36 years to encourage them. Come back to yourself, be an individual, take responsibility for yourself, because the so-called civil rights movement was as bad as the ANC in South Africa. It was set up to use blacks for personal gain. Power, so-called power, get into government and all that, and money. It was never meant to make you free. You are responsible for your own freedom as an individual. So we played sound bites in the first hour. In case you missed it, you can podcast. It was so amazing. And I'm being told by the Anchor Baby and Hate Report that that was an AI thing. An AI what?
The voice you heard narrating that was AI generated.
Oh. Okay. Is that a bad thing?
No, not necessarily.
Oh,
it
okay.
Might be a little like, Hake says yes. Hake says yes, it's bad. Yes, it's bad.
And why is it bad?
I'm not sure.
If they don't like AI, why don't they stop using AI so it'll go away? Why don't people stop using it?
Too many people do want to use it.
Or more want to use it than those that don't like that, it.
That may very well be true.
Oh, okay.
I was surprised because Hank, I thought Hank likes getting info from AI.
I did too. When I look around.
Oh, he doesn't like the voice. Yeah, I agree with that. It's a little like
AI. He just don't like the voice, but he like using the AI thing for info.
I was thinking you said if it was okay, it's not necessarily bad, but the AI voices comes off a little cheap. Like, of course, if you had a real person speaking, it sounds just like perfect.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I understand it now. Right on. So I play what's happening according to the Power Shift South Africa. I play what's happening in South Africa that brought it to its knees. The blast did. Brought South Africa to its knees. And the same thing is happening here. Let me go to Gigi out of Washington State. Gigi, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Gigi.
How are you doing today?
All is well. How about you?
I'm well, thank you.
Right
and happy
on.
Birthday to Nick, Uncle Baby. Happy birthday to you.
Amazing. Thumbs up.
Thank you.
Right on.
Yeah. Right. So I was just going to put like a comment about what's happening in South Africa. It just, is really sad because, currently they are having like what's called the March on March, where they don't want any black people to come in their country. And that's what, that's really what the problem is, because anywhere you have majority of black people, unfortunately, I am black, but you just got to say the truth. Where you have majority of black people, it's always chaos. It's always chaos. Now they say they don't want the black people, and I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Because when the white people were there helping to administrate the whole country, it was good. And then they want to send them away, and now they have the Afrikaners who have gone to build their own thing in another place, And then you have just the black people. Now they're fighting themselves. They're policing the whole place and all of that. It's just, it's just so sad to see that, the blacks, most people, not all, don't have love in them, because that's just the main, the bone of contention.
Yeah.
There is no love within the black people. Like, they don't love themselves. They don't love humanity. And I just see, and when I see it happening here in America, I feel so sad, because it's already happening here. We might think that, it's not happening, but it really is happening here. Especially with the epic, the Muslim state, they're trying to build a Muslim state in Texas. What happened in Israel with Hezbollah and Israel, they're bombing themselves. It's soon going to happen here.
Yeah.
If they don't stop it.
Yeah.
It's soon going to happen here.
And do you see what we played from those sound bites in the first hour? Do you see that in America they're attacking the whites, they're trying to run them off, and when white people allow them to take over, they do nothing but destroy? Do you see that happening here, just as it did in Africa?
It already is happening, Justin.
Yeah.
It already is happening, like with the Black Lives Matter. A matter of fact, when anybody commits a crime, especially if they're black, I don't care if you were born here, if you were a slave here, whatever it is, they need to go check their DNA and find out wherever they came from and then send them back there.
Yeah, that's
they
true.
Need to do that. Go to the jails and, find out where they came from and return them back. Because if you cannot assimilate, with the Western world, with civilization, you don't need to be here.
Where are you from?
I'm from Africa.
Oh, so you understand.
I do. I do. I mean, I came here and I saw America as a very good place, a very peaceful place. But right now I'm very afraid. Especially to see the Muslim people, coming here.
Yeah.
And then you see the liberals, they're not focusing on that. They're focusing on Palestine and focusing on Hezbollah. What, right in your nose, is already happening. It's already happening. You're having the Muslim people build a state here. They're going to start bombing this country. It's going to happen soon.
Yeah.
If they don't wake up. So I need all of the white people, all of the people who built this country to stand up for their right and not get all liberal and silly, because that's just being silly and losing what your fathers fought for.
Well, unfortunately, Gigi, it's too far gone to turn around. The people are afraid now, and they're fighting, they're divided, and I just don't see that it's going to turn around.
Well, if there's going to be a light that's going to come up in their eyes, like they're in darkness right now, and if the light ever comes up, hopefully they see it soon and then stand up and fight for what's theirs.
We'll see, but... And there are some people who are waking up, but only a few, as it's always been, only a few will really look at themselves and wake up out of this sleep that they're in. But it's just not going to be enough, I don't think, that's going to bring America back. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't even know where to, if it ever happens here in America, I don't even know where to go again, because I don't want to be anywhere there's too many black people, unfortunately. I am black. I love black. I love all people. And I'm not saying that the whites should hate the black. But, you know, wherever there's anyone who cannot assimilate, who cannot, you know, be civilized, they need to go back to wherever it is they want to be.
Yeah.
They want to mess up anywhere because they want to pollute the place. They want to be, you know, thieves. They want to, you know, just be in a group, be in a place, and do all of that.
Yeah. The amazing thing for me is that prior to the so-called civil rights movement, which was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks here in America, black people were not that way. They were not destructive and violent and lack love and relied on somebody else to tell them how to think and how to be and how to live. They were more independent then, and they did better. They had businesses. They did everything. And they were more independent back then than they are now. And I just think that had they not paid attention or got involved with the so-called civil rights movement at all, I think black America would be as well off and doing as good or a great as any other race, but they gave up their lives over to the so-called leadership.
Yeah, because they wanted to be equal. You can't be equal.
No such thing. As
you cannot.
Equal. Right.
Right. You can't be equal. First of all, you were brought here. I mean, as bad as, you know, slavery was or whatever it is, you were brought here, you know, and then if they've given you the right to, you know, be free, just be free and do what you want to do.
Yeah.
And not claiming you want to be equal to people who brought you to their home.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Just be yourself.
I don't make no sense.
Yeah. Gigi, thank you. I appreciate your input.
All right. Have a great one. Thank you for all that you do. I appreciate it. I listen to you every day, and I learn from you every day. God bless you, Jesse.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
One thing I'm going to say, I'm always very happy when I see when you show a picture of you, Haik, Derek, Uncle Baby, you know, all different cultures in one place and living in harmony, that's what it should look like.
Yes, absolutely. And it was that way before the civil rights movement. It really was. Thank you, Gigi.
God bless you. Bye-bye now.
Bye. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Troy out of Minnesota. Troy, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, the greatest black man ever.
Hey, Troy.
Hey, before my question, I just want to let you know I'm going to come visit your church on Juneteenth weekend, greatest holiday in American history.
Amazing. Thank you. We'll be here. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
I hope so. So I had a question. I had two Bible verses. Just wanted to read them to you really quick. They're short. This is Luke 17:3-4. It's about forgiveness. Pay attention to yourselves if your brother sins against you, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, turns to you seven times saying, I repent, you must forgive him. And then the other quick one was, this is Matthew 6:14-15, which I really love. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. So I just kind of want to know what you think of those, because one's kind of saying, if somebody sins against you, you should rebuke him. And then if he asks for forgiveness, you forgive him. But then the other one is saying, you must always forgive.
And what it means to you?
Well, I know your message is, you know, forgive others, even if they don't ask for forgiveness. But say, like, you're at work and somebody cuts in front of you in line and you say, oh, hey, you know, you cut in front of me. And then they say, oh, hey, I'm sorry. And so you forgive them then. But if they cut in front of you in line and you say, hey, you cut in front of me, and they don't, and they say, oh, tough, forget about it. God is still asking you to forgive them, right?
Absolutely. There's never, ever, 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 but never, ever a reason not to forgive.
But so with the Luke verse, if somebody does sin against you, you should call that out, right? Like as far as, I don't know, like the small things or even something that's on your heart. But even if they don't repent, you still got to let it go. Is that what you would say?
Yep. There's never, ever, 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 ever a reason to resent, because the person that judges, the one that resents, is worse than the person that you're resenting. And I don't have Luke in front of me right now, but I don't remember it saying not to forgive.
No, it says, you want me to read it to you again, or?
Yeah, real fast.
Okay, Luke 17:3-4. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day and turns to you seven times saying, I repent, you must forgive him.
Oh, this is me. If they do it, just say, what the? It doesn't mean you get mad at them or anything like that. You have to forgive, because if you don't forgive, you're a murderer yourself. You're worse than the ones that you're judging.
Yeah, I think the thing I was kind of wondering is Jesus saying that if somebody sins against you, you should acknowledge it and then try to let them know, and then if they say they're sorry, you know, then all is good. But then also in the Matthew verse, no matter what happens, you forgive. But
even if they don't say they're sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. But go ahead.
Even if they don't say that they're sorry, you still should forgive them. Hey, want to respond to that?
Jesus doesn't comment there on whether or not you should let them know.
Oh. Because it does say, if your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, turns to you seven times saying, I repent, you must forgive him. So I was just wondering if...
Rebuke them, me, what the?
Oh, so just kind of... I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think it is good, like, to, you know, not be confrontational, but to let people know, say, if they... done something to bother you, just in a polite way, to just acknowledge it, because then
if you are of love and not of hate, anger, resentment, there's no such thing as someone doing something to bother you.
Well, here, can I give you a quick example?
Yes.
So a couple of days ago, I was out getting coffee or boba. And I order my drinks, and then this girl comes up out of nowhere, and she takes one of my drinks. And I said, oh, hey, ma'am, you know, that's my drink. And she said, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry, because she ordered the exact same drink. And I was like, okay, give it back to the cashier, and she did. So I think that was a Luke 17:3-4 moment. Like, I didn't have any anger towards her, but she took my drink. And then she did say she was sorry. So it was like...
Well, I thought you said just, she did say, oh, I'm sorry, I ordered the same kind of drink. I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what she did. I held nothing against her, but I was like, I just wanted my drink. So, you know, and I didn't know if she ordered a drink differently than me, because you can order them differently. It was the same drink, but you can order them differently. So,
right.
She took my drink. And,
because of time, you should never be angry at anyone about anything. The person that's angry / resentful is worse than the person that they're angry with or at.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see if you thought that you should, you know, rebuke somebody like Jesus said.
But when you think of rebuke, what do you think? Because when you said about the coffee thing, that's not a rebuke. It's just you picked up the wrong coffee.
Yeah, no, I just, to me, rebuke just means like just letting somebody know what's going on. And like not being angry at them, just know, let them know. Because some people are too, you know, in their heads a lot.
Right. Amazing. So. Thank you, Troy.
Hey, right, God bless you, Jesse. I'll see you next month.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Very nice. Over on Cash App, T. Smith says, for coffee, hearts around the face.
Thank you, T. Smith. Right.
That's right.
Thank you, T. Smith. Amazing. Appreciate it.
Truth for Jesus bought a coffee. Truth for Jesus bought a latte. What's wrong with the British? They lost the great city of London. Kalergi plan is real. I disclaim. Thanks, Jesse. Stay with it.
Amazing.
American flag and thanks.
Thank you. Hands. Amazing. What is Kalergi plan?
Don't ask.
Oh,
it's about it's basically, I think this Japanese guy had this plan, but he was part Jewish. And so they want to, I think he's part Jewish. And
Can be Jewish?
They can be mixed because a lot of Jewish people mix per capita.
Oh.
So, yeah, the Kalergi plan was about replacing whites with foreigners in every single white country. Something like that, right, guys? Anybody?
I have no idea.
And they say it's debunked and it's anti-Semitic, even though it's happening.
Amazing. Shout out. Thank you.
It's just on accident. It's not by plan.
Where's Toma?
Tomer?
Hey, Toma.
Hope you're alive.
He went somewhere to go to school.
Oh, okay.
He went to... some country to go to school. You know how Jews like to go to school.
Oh, yeah.
So he went to educate himself as a Jewish guy. Amazing. Hey, Tom, shout out to Toma.
He needs to get educated and support Bibi. Amazing. Toma's not a fan. Bree K with 5 coffees. No message.
Amazing. You. Thank you.
Very nice. Cloud Bops, happy Nick Day. Health. Wealth, peace, and prosperity.
Oh, birthday.
Yeah.
The Anchorbury birthday. Right on. He said thank you. Amazing.
Eugene, 5 coffees. Good morning, Jesse and crew. Happy birthday, Anchor Baby. Thank you, Jesse.
Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. That's the Anchor Baby hitting the amazing button.
That's right. Imported TV. Some call him Nit. Others call him Speedy Gonzalez. Some even call him Papi. I call him Hermano. And brown fist emoji. Happy birthday, Anchor Baby.
Triple amazing.
Hermano means brother in Spanish.
Amazing. He said triple amazing.
Hanna says, happy 17th birthday, Anchor Baby. You have so much life to look forward to. JK, can't wait to be 33 myself. Grinning, party. He's in his 33rd year now. But he is 32.
Who?
Anchor Baby.
Oh, yeah, he's 32.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's Jesus time now, or is it next year?
His time started, I don't know.
Jesus was 33 when he died, or 32?
I think he was 33. Okay. That's what I heard.
Yeah, you were 33.
So I still got time.
So you got a year.
Okay. Yeah. All right,
You have a
my
year.
Life in a year.
To pick up your cross and follow him.
Yeah.
Brooke and David, we love you, Jesse. Purple Heart, God is good all the time. Purple Heart.
Amazing. And his mercy endures forever. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Ang Band Art, two American anchor dollars.
Right on. Thank you.
Aaron on Rumble. Happy birthday, Captain American Anchor Baby. May your flights fly high and be free of DEI. Amazing.
Amazing. Happy birthday, Anchor Baby.
Indeed. Emilio, three coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Hey, Jesse and the experts, I'm flying high to the Dominican Republic right now. I think I saw the American Anchor Baby flight this plane. Hake, the earth is flat as a pancake from here. Laughing face with tears coming out sideways.
Amazing. Have a good flight. Thank you.
Marilyn, Gigi is incorrect about the protests. South Africans, which are made of 9 tribes, are not kicking out other black people. The March for March protests are only for illegal migrants by blacks from other African countries that have been breaking through the border fence for decades since apartheid ended. They are also against the ANC communist government, which have been letting them in.
I know we played a soundbite where the blacks were protesting against the illegal blacks in their country, and they want out in South Africa,
uh-huh.
and they wanted them out, according to the report.
Right.
Thank you.
But they weren't talking about
right.
Yeah.
The citizens.
Because there are other blacks who are not indigenous blacks who are there, and they're kind of taking over.
What anyway, a mess.
Eric with 5 coffees yesterday, Jesse said, quote, he neither loves nor hates the devil, unquote.
Right.
Jesse also says that love is simply not hating. If yes. Jesse does not hate the devil, then wouldn't he, by his own definition, be loving the devil? Thanks and heart to you, Jesse. Happy birthday to Nick. Cake emoji with candles on it.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, y'all.
Thank you all.
So does that mean, by definition,
what?
You love the devil?
No.
Because you don't hate him?
I just said I neither love nor hate him.
Aha.
I neither love nor hate him at all. Let me go to Chad out of Florida. Chad, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse, my brother. How are you?
Hey, Chad. How are you?
Man, I'm well. Laid up here. Just had my procedure, like I told you in the past.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how did it go?
Yeah, it was yesterday, so I'm just recovering.
Right on. Amazing.
Yeah, amazing. See, I see the coins are selling like hotcakes.
Chad is the, can we play that commercial real fast? The corn, watch this, and this is who Chad, he made this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing. Chad, I really appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I had a couple of my employees who were reading the chats a while back, and some people said, oh, it's made in China. It's like, no, this is 100% made in America.
Yeah.
And guess what? He black.
Hold on. Can you hold for a minute?
Yes, sir.
Let me take a quick break. He black, and it's made in America 100%. Silver coin. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, check out the merch. Amazing merch. You have all type of holidays coming up, birthdays coming up, weddings, just even for yourself. You get the punchy coffee. Good. Now we have the punchy corn, silver corn, celebrating 250 years of America. Isn't that amazing? And we have mugs and T-shirts and everything. Every dime goes back to doing the work. So get your items. Books are amazing. We don't have the antidote. Yeah, we got to reprint it. All right, but you can get it on Kindle. So go to jesselepeterson.shop. jesselepeterson.shop. Or rebuildingdemand.com/stores. All right. Get your merch and get them now. They are amazing. And I do shout outs, personal shout outs for you, whatever the occasion, birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, congratulations, or encouragement, whatever. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. Or shoutout.us/JesseLeePeterson. I want to go quickly back to Chad out of Florida. And Chad is the maker of the 250 celebration silver corn of Jesse. Chad, so to be clear, it's made in America, 100% made in America. And the folks can get them, and we only have 150, and they're going fast, so the people need to rush, right?
Oh yeah, they're going really, really fast. And like I mentioned, it's 100% handmade. So this is an old way of making silver bullion, which is very rare. And I wanted to make the call today because you are the true example of Black excellence. And I mean, the people should be grateful for the message that you're giving them. Nick, on his birthday, happy birthday, brother! You have the greatest gift in front of you. You have Jesse, the American Hope, who could guide you back to that message. And that's the best gift that he can get or any of us can get. So I wanted to give you the Black excellence today, Jesse, and man history.
Right on. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And I'm grateful for the corn. Thank you so much. And I hope you continue to hear from your procedure you went through.
Yes, sir, I will get through. But I want to say one last thing before I leave.
Okay.
I want to speak about the Blacks in South Africa and what's happening, just not in South Africa, but all around the world.
Yeah.
And I have some friends from South Africa that had to flee, and they're white, and they were telling me some of the most horrific stories that they have, people getting murdered in front of their children, burnt up with tires, like some real graphic stuff, right? And this has been happening for years. And you can easily see it happening here in America. Like when I speak with them and the conversations that we have, you can see it happening here in America. But I've noticed that me as a black man in this country, you know, I was able to become part of the fabric, as they say, when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Yeah.
And I love this country for that because it's a very accepting country. And I will always speak up against, like, the craziness that the blacks do, the craziness that the browns will do, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it reached a point now where having my company, I will have clients come in, and they'll be white, right? And automatically, because you have some undercover whites that into that black foolishness, right? And they will try to suggest, like, oh, it's not the blacks, and it's not this, and it's not that. And it's starting to become more and more of that type of ideology amongst whites. I don't know if they do it to pretend. So when I speak up, some of them will agree, and some of them will, you know, get a little bit bothered, but, I mean, it is what it is. So it's a very scary time. So for me now, I can't even criticize the blacks no more, or the browns, or the failing whites. I pretty much just pray for them. I wish them well, because I realize that they truly have a delusional mind. I'm truly convinced about that.
Yeah.
And like you said, this country is going to hell in a handbasket. And I wish it well. I really wish it well. And all the greatness that you're doing, spreading that message, I hope others like you and myself hear that message and continue to be that light, that beacon of light, to continue that message, not to go out and speak about it, but to be a light and let the darkness come to you and let you be that strong light for people to see what the truth is. So
that's amazing. Well, I appreciate that. One quick thing about the corn is you made it from from the old style, the way they used to do corns, right?
Yeah, back in the Christ days, back in the Roman Pontius Pilate days, they used to make coins in that method. So it's a three-dimensional handmade coin, which is absolutely cool.
Yeah, I love it. Amazing.
Yeah. People, get yourself one. It's going really quickly. I think we got some more orders this morning, so they're going really fast. Going fast.
Amazing. Thank you, Chad. And I really appreciate you. We'll be talking soon.
Yeah. You have me working like a slave, Jesse.
E-Black.
E-Black.
Amazing.
Be well.
All right, man.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Love you, brother.
All right, you too.
Love you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now. 888. Amazing. Get your coin. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. And it's amazing. It's an amazing investment. You can't go wrong with civil investment, all right? Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brady.
How are you doing today?
All is well.
Right on. Hey, I just heard a couple of your last callers, and I want to clarify something. I think the lady was from Africa, and then you had a guest on last week. She was from Iran, and how they classify white people, and they want to classify all white people and Israeli Jews as the same thing. You got to remember, the people that are running Israel today, they're not white. They're their own separate race. And I don't like being grouped into that race.
Did Gigi say that? I don't remember Gigi. I don't know who else you're talking about, but I don't remember Gigi grouping white people with the Jews.
That was the lady from Iran who also said that most white people are very boring. And what else did she say about it? We're very boring and white. I don't know how she classified it, but...
But how did you come up with Jew from that?
Well, because they were talking about the Kalenji plan earlier, cake was, and that kind of brings us right back into it because...
Oh, so I don't remember the call, but and so I'm trying to get a little more idea who you're talking about. But when she when she said that white people are born, in your mind, were you thinking that the Jewish people are born too?
No, like I said, the people that are the Jews of today, they're fake Jews. Just like Bibi Netanyahu, he wasn't born a Jew. He was born in Poland.
Hey, come here for a minute.
And his last... Right on.
Yeah, because I have no idea what you're talking about, Brady, and I think you're trying to make a statement. But I don't remember. I know that Gigi, because her call was recently, I know she wasn't trying to put the Jews and the whites together. So I don't really know what you're referring to. Do you remember that call?
I don't remember the Iranian lady call.
Me either.
Or... guest or
it was last week, but anyways, you know,
it
really
was last
quick,
week,
though.
You say?
Yeah, but what's happening here?
Huh? What?
I can't remember last
what's happening,
night.
Nobody.
I know. But why are you so hung up on the Jews?
Because they're leading us to war, and I don't want to get nuked.
But that's and happening. Donald so Trump, that's happening already. It is happening. Why, yeah, you, why don't you just drop it and see what happens? Let it work itself out.
Worked
up about it, being all upset, all you're doing is destroying yourself. It's not changing the situation at all.
I'm not getting really worked up to it, but, you know, the thing is, how would you feel if this planet got nuked and we were at nuclear war? And,
but
you know,
that's
Donald
not what's
Trump
happening
thing.
Right now.
Yes, it is.
No, the planet is not being nuked.
Donald Trump said he's going to turn Iran into a glowing piece of you-know-what. North Korea just stated yesterday, if anybody attacks North Korea...
Hold on a minute.
Right on.
Last week, Alexis called. She was Greek-Iranian.
Oh, not Mrs. Gobat? Yeah.
No, different Alexis.
Oh.
Different from Gonzalez. She had difficulty talking to black Americans. You're the only person she was comfortable talking to. You're the only black.
Oh, I remember that now.
Yep. She called in the, I guess, the third hour.
Yeah, I remember now.
On last Wednesday, the 6th of May.
But how come Brady's so hung up with it? He's so into the Jewish thing.
Because he's cuckoo, driven by
him. Oh, hey, no. You know what's big? I'm not cuckoo, but you got your president. I didn't vote for this man. I'm not really into politics.
Oh, you didn't vote for Trump?
No, I didn't vote for him. No.
So then, if you didn't vote, you don't have a right to complain.
I have a right to decipher what they're doing.
No, but if you didn't vote, you have no say. So only people that voted.
Okay.
Is that right or not?
How about all the dead people voted?
Is that right or not?
No, it's wrong. Absolutely.
How you
wrong.
Have a say so if you didn't vote?
Because I'm a citizen of the United States of America.
I know, but you didn't try to do anything to keep. Let's say you wasn't for Trump, the Great White Hope, but you didn't vote for another person to try to keep Trump out. So that means that you didn't care.
I supported Trump to get him elected more than what you would know, Jesse. So,
but you said you did not vote for him. My
correct,
bad.
I didn't, but I supported him. I got thousands of votes for him because of what I said for him on the air over the years.
So why didn't you vote for him?
Because I see what he's done and I knew what he was going to do.
So why were you promoting him then?
Because I wanted anything but the blue-haired Democrats like Joe Biden or Kamala.
Jay, why did he vote for him? Why did he vote for him if he was promoting him?
It sounds like maybe he was conflicted. He liked some aspects of. Well, I don't know if he liked any aspects of him.
No,
he just hated the Democrats, so he wanted to make sure that the Republican won. But he's not into politics, and he doesn't believe in voting. Apparently.
Oh, you don't believe in voting that we should vote.
No, because the voting elections are hacked.
Oh, what?
They're hacked.
But,
you got 50 million people
but
that
you don't
voted
know that since you don't vote.
What good does my one vote have against 50 million?
If it doesn't matter, then why is you campaign if voting is hacked?
I'll tell you what, Jesse.
Why did you campaign for him if voting is hacked?
Because the election, don't you remember how they did last?
I know, but you're contradicting yourself. You said that you believe that voting is hacked. But you campaigned for a man. Yeah, you campaigned for a man that was up to be voted for.
You've been psyoped by the Jews not to vote.
I've been Jewed again.
Just kidding.
Thank you, Bernie. I appreciate it.
Take care, buddy.
All right. Amazing. Super, super.
Nice.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Maryland bought another coffee. The protests are being led by three right-wing political parties, by blacks and whites, that are now, these are the protests in South Africa, right, against the illegal immigration.
Okay.
That are now fighting against the communist ANC, African National Congress, and the EFF, Economic Freedom Front, or Freedom Fighters, or whatever they are, EFF. Right. The term quote unquote anti-migrant is a socialist term. It's anti-illegals. Let's get the info clear.
That's right. That's for sure. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Yeah.
Acadian out of Canada. I called a couple weeks ago about a job dilemma. All I had to do was return to present and have a wait and see.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jesse. Happy birthday, Nick. My birthday is today too. And we're also the same age. God bless to 32.
What's her name?
Acadian out of Canada.
Acadian, happy birthday and congratulations on the job situation. Always in all things, have a wait and see. Never assume how anything is going to turn out. Always have a wait and see. Do what you need to do and have a wait and see. You can't go wrong. Congratulations and happy birthday. From the anchor baby, he said thanks and happy birthday to you as well. Amazing.
Two Canadian 32-year-olds today.
Amazing. That's why I forgot Nick from Canada.
Tabriga.
I heard Nick's show yesterday, some of it, a lot of it.
Yeah.
And he had a caller from Canada who was talking about the potholes in Canada. The roads are a mess.
Wow. I didn't know that. I didn't picture that. I can't even picture
Canadian
roads being anything but clean and with Mounties.
When I heard, I was surprised, too. And because I never think about Canada roads. But it reminded me of America's road. And now Africa's roads, they're a mess. The government is not doing its job anywhere in the world. What a mess. Thank you.
Tabriga with no message. Thank you, sir or Ms.
Thank you.
Pretty sure it's sir.
Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, 777 gold pills. Good morning, Uncle Jesse. I think it's Orange Man Bad Day again, quote unquote. It's like Groundhog Day, Air Day. What does the Orange Man have to say today?
That's amazing. Let me check. I'm glad you asked. Ask.
Tomorrow they will say Donald Trump rants and raves at the press. I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you. You know, you're dishonest people.
Amazing. It doesn't get any better than that. The Great White Hope. Thank you, Pastor Chatelet.
Ball City. Gifted the cookie from Ball City. Happy birthday, my Nick. Salute emoji, salute to the ankle, baby.
Right on. Nicarara.
What the?
Nikki 313. It's anchor, by the way. For those who are genuinely confused, it's anchor, baby. Hey, but anyway.
What do I say?
Ankle, baby.
Sound like the bottom of your...
Like an ankle. Hey, my shoes are pretty clean.
But it's ankle...
Anchor.
Anchor, baby. Anchor, baby.
Nikki 313, three coffees. Happy birthday to Nick. Musical notes and party emoji. Keep on shining with that God-given energy. Stars.
Amazing. Thank you.
Joseph T. Jesse, I have a hard time speaking up without anger. Can you give me advice? Because I grew up in an evil, wicked household.
Drop the anger. and you drop the anger by realizing you're wrong for being angry. Anyone that has anger is evil. Forgive, and it will be taken away from you. You got to admit it and then forgive, and it will be taken away from you if you seriously want to overcome it. Those are demons inside of your imagination and in your emotions. Emotions are evil, and they come from the thoughts. And you have nothing to do with thoughts. There are demons inside of you, wicked spirits. And if you believe them, you will react, and they want you to. So stop reacting, stop overreacting. Just see it, and you'll be fine. But you got to forgive. Amazing. Thank you.
Mio is a cute dog. Kappa. Jesse, sardines cured my ozone smell.
Right on.
Sounds almost like TMI.
You had sardines before?
I tend to avoid sardines.
Why?
I don't like the idea of fish like that.
In a can?
Yeah.
It's a little can, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
Fittified.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you're so fittified. Yes, you're fittified.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you. Right on. I like sardines. Amazing.
David B., keep doing God's work, my brother.
Thank you, David B. I appreciate it. Thank you for your support. The sardine comment reminds me of when we used to work in the cotton field.
Mm-hmm.
We would have sardines for lunch sometime.
Wow.
Amazing, huh?
It's good not to be picky, I imagine.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, anyway, Mio is a cute dog, Kappa. It was my B-day on Mother's Day. I was born a beta.
Born in the USA. I was born in the USA. Thank you.
Congratulations, yeah, and happy birthday.
On Mother's Day. Happy birthday.
What a perfect time to have a birthday. And thank you, guys. Hold on, let me just double check one thing. I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all very, very much. And every dime we get goes to the organization to do the work that we're doing here. So thank you. I do appreciate it. And if you want to donate to the nonprofit, rebuildingtheman.com/donate.
JLPtalk.com is a good way to do it if you're coming from the radio show.
Oh, yeah. Jesse Lee Peterson. Oh, JLPtalk.com
is the same as jesseleepeterson.com/show. It's a shorter way. It's right. Easier to say, easier to type.
JLPtalk.com. JLPtalk.com. Or you can mail it in if you want. Some older people like mailing it. Check a money order. Go make it out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send it to P.O. Box 35, Bond at P.O. Box 35090, Los Angeles, California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or scan the code to support Bond, the QR code. Or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Manhood Hour's coming up next. The hate news is coming now. And I'll get to your calls and everything when I come back. But the hate news right now, not the fake news. One more hour to go.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing.
some cool, very, very extremely cool stuff going on in this here world. President Trump is not giving up on his idea, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, to add a 51st state. First, he floated annexing Canada. Now he's targeting a country in South Africa, Venezuela, to be exact. AP is reporting from The Hague in Netherlands, where Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez. Anyway, she told journalists on Monday that her country had no plans to become a 51st U.S. state. After our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, said he was, quote, seriously considering, unquote, the move. Very nice. And there's other mess. There is some mess going on in the world. This is the end of Black excellence here in this hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, this second hour of Wednesday, May 13th, AD 2026. GLP, will be right back to your calls, and we'll get to any other super chats is the plan, man. But it is hate news, not fake news. And you can call in. There's one line open, all right? 888-775-3773. That is 888-77-JESSE. I told you about the ship operator and employee, and an employee charged in that crash that caused the deadly collapse of the Baltimore Bridge. Also, Tulsi Gabbard's probing U.S. funding into more than 120 biolabs abroad, correcting things, right? Correcting things. And I told you that a record number of immigration cases now ending in voluntary departure, according to a report. Final detainees in the Alligator Alcatraz, they're going to be leaving Alligator Alcatraz because it is closing down. Not because they've wrapped up their things, but because it's too expensive to maintain and they're under serious, crazy legal attack and they cannot withstand it. So they're going to be closing it down. It's going to be returning, according to New York Times, it will be returning to normal airport operations, but they've had serious financial strain and no reimbursement that they've been waiting for from the federal government. So goodbye to Alligator Alcatraz, but detainees will be transferred or deported. So fret not. They're not going to be turned loose, at least not on the whole. At least that's not the plan. But it was good news overall, I would say, that between January 2025 and March 2026, more than a year, immigration judges issued more than 80,000 voluntary departure orders, according to Vera Institute, marking a dramatic increase from the 11,400 issued in the final 15 months of Biden to 80,000, more than 80,000 under Trump. Todd Lyons is the acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director, ICE Director. He's going to be leaving at the end of May, and another guy's going to replace him, but another guy who worked in private prisons and has had a run some ICE detention centers privately, and he's going to be running ICE, and he is on board with the mass deportation agenda. So all you naysayers against our greatest President Trump, you can lick your wounds and repent and come back into the fold. But anyway, more than 70% of those granted voluntary departure were in immigration detention when they requested to leave. Nice. Nice. Right on. Anyway, other news. U.S. colleges report a 20% drop in foreign students over the visa clampdown. Very nice. Also in Texas, public schools are seeing their first non-pandemic enrollment drop in decades. Maybe we should start making white babies. Some people over in Texas should, to replace some of these Hispanics, because Hispanics are more than 81% of the enrollment decline, despite comprising about 53% of Texas's 5.5 million student population. Elementary grades shrank by 46,000 students, representing 60% of the statewide decrease. Interesting, huh? So all is well in Trump world. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-3-888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question for this week, for those who want to know themselves, to overcome, to wake up and be free, to walk out of the prisons of their own imagination, to stop judging but to love, to pray for rather than hate. Have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father? Have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father? I always hear, oh, mad at my father for the way he treated my mother. Everybody and their mama say that. My question is, have you ever been mad at your mother for the way she treated your father? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show if you got to run around, but you want to still listen to it as it is happening. You can podcast and then listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Life at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Wednesday. It is the third hour of the show on Wednesday. And every third hour is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, yikes. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and yikes. Lead the way.
I believe that sometimes leadership means collaboration.
As just days before, another hit over in Studio City. Neighbors say enough is enough.
The city is far too expensive to live in to have to tolerate this kind of crime.
But know this, when my city is threatened, I will fight.
There's just burglaries almost daily at this point. An early detection system like this is critical because it scans for body heat and human motion, and then it turns on an outdoor alarm.
Daddy coming home, you know? Who needs him?
Amazing. If y'all vote for Karen Bass again, it's nobody's fault but yours. That female ain't gonna do nothing to make Los Angeles better. She's already shown you. Nothing, zero. Oh, I'm about the homeless. That's not why she were, I guess that's not why she were hired. I didn't vote for her. Manhood Hour. as we were talking about what's happening in South Africa and what's happening in America, the same thing happened over there is happening here now. White people under genocide. They are afraid. They won't stand up or speak up for their own country, their own families. And it's just going to get worse here in America. My country's gone. And it's gone too far to even turn around now. It's over. Likewise, the attack on men. And I've been saying this for a long time as well. Not bragging and saying, but just warning, sounding the alarm. That the attack on men is evil. And look what they have done to the black man. They attacked them and they put the black female in charge of the family and everything. Look at it. It didn't make anything better at all, and it's getting worse. What you don't know, and then you notice that men today, not all but most, are like women. They have the mentality and emotion of women. They act like women. They get mad like women. They don't wish you well. They gossip. They're jealous and envious. They fight one another, and they fight against other men in the same way women fight against men. Because they have not overcome the spirit of their mothers. They are emotional. They think like a woman. They are emotional like a woman. And they act like a woman. It wasn't like this in the good old days. It was totally different. Men respected women and women respected men. And women knew their proper place in life. And it wasn't a big deal. And then the so-called women movement came along and all the civil rights mess and just... It's getting worse. But what you don't know is that there is a spiritual order. And I've said it before. There's a spiritual order to life of God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, women over children, if they have children, if they're married with children. Men have to show women how to even raise children. The man is supposed and was created to be the light of the world and especially of his family, if he has one. But that's gone now. I saw a report, and I don't have it exactly right. I don't remember exactly how it was said. But it was said that in the healthcare industry, that there are now more women working in the healthcare field than men. There are now more women working in the healthcare field than men. And doctors and everything, right? And that it was something like 4-1, I believe. And there are fewer men working in the healthcare field than ever. That's not good, folks. It is not good at all. And what you don't understand about this, and it's not the female herself, but it's the spirit of evil that made a home in her. It's not her. And I want to make that clear because there are women who are... have accepted that, I realized that in themselves, that you know what, I am evil. I did destroy my children. I do hate my husband, my boyfriend, my father. And they pass that spirit on to the children. But women can overcome it if they take responsibility for their own life concerning their spiritual life, and they forgive, they can overcome it. And those women who are working on themselves around the world are, and you see a change. You see love instead of hate. But what you don't realize, it is spiritual, and that the God above is the God of man, and the God below is the God of the woman. The small g God, Satan. They see him as God because if they didn't see him as God, they would drop him. They would drop the anger. They would stop worshiping him. They would stop destroying the children, the boys and the girls. And the God, the small g God below, hate the big g God, the God above. They hate men. They can't, evil cannot touch God at all, period. Evil cannot touch God at all. So it goes after the image of God, men. You destroy the man, and its mind, it believes that it's destroying God. Because evil has been destroyed, it has no power at all, zero, only deception. If you don't believe evil, it can't hurt you. But when you believe it, thinking that is you, you act out, you're destroying yourself and others, but especially yourself. It's a spiritual battle. And this attack on men in America, all men are under attack. It doesn't matter the color, rich or poor, black or white, Asian, Japanese, it doesn't matter. You are hated because who you belong to. You're hated for that. And they are putting women in charge of everything in America. And they're doing that because it's evil, because it does not work. And they know that the gates of hell come through the woman. And no one doing anything about it. Just like they're not doing anything about destroying the white man, taking his country away from him. This is all evil. And the way you overcome, if you want to overcome men and women, you got to become an individual and work on yourself spiritually. You got to drop the anger, the resentment, because you're evil. You allowed evil to operate through you, though the thoughts and the feelings that you're having about one another and yourself are not your own. You don't know that yet. It's not your own, but you believe it and you act out. If you could see those thoughts and not do anything, stop acting out, it'll be fine. But my point is the attack on men is probably the worst thing that can happen to a country. And it's going to get worse because when men are not the light, when men are not leading the way, by example, being the light of the world, salt of the earth, the world, the people go crazy. And a woman cannot repair that. The woman's job spiritually is to forgive. She got to get to know herself just like the men and go and forgive her mother and return to her father by forgiving him for not protecting him, her, or him from the mother. And return to love and everything will change. You will see things that will blow your mind for the good. But you got to work on yourself. The attack on, and men are afraid of women. They don't even know how to deal with them because they have not dealt with their mother properly. They have not forgiven her. And so all men hate all women, and all women hate all men until they overcome anger. Isn't that amazing? It's not doing the country any good at all, zero good, to put women in leadership roles, whether it's in the home or any aspect of outside the home. They show commercials now where they show cutting grass and things, they got the woman out there doing it instead of the man, or working on the farm. It's women now. And that's not even real. Amazing, huh? It's a spiritual battle, folks. I suggest, but do what you want. Live in your hell or be free, men and women. Return to the Father. You hear a lot about salvation, right? Quote, unquote. I'm doing the quote sign for those who can't see it. Quote, unquote. Salvation is a return to the Father. You've been turned away from him. Now you have the nature, the identity of your mother. Forgive her, and God will forgive you. Don't ask her for forgiveness. You apologize for resenting her. She couldn't help herself. Her mother did it to her. And forgive your father. Don't ask him for forgiveness either. Forgive him. He couldn't help her. He married his mother. And he didn't know how to do it. How to deal with his wife. And I promise you, not because I do it, I mean, I can change you. God will forgive you, and you will start to wake up. Men and women. And ladies, you're responsible for your own spiritual life. The man is not responsible for that. Only you. You got to forgive. You got to be still and know the truth. And ladies are doing it, especially those ladies that we're working with around the world. But this attack upon men and boys is pure evil. It is not meant to help at all. It is only meant to destroy the men. Get them out of the way so they can destroy the world. Amazing, huh? You don't understand what's happening. You think it's a joke, and you're like, oh, I'm for the women. Even in the Word, it says, every time you listen to the woman, because you listen to her, you will suffer. Whether she's your mother, your sister, your wife, your girlfriend, your worker. You got to listen to the worker for the worker. That's the way it is. But when you listen to the woman, you will suffer. Always. No way around it. You should listen to the Father, God, the creator of all things, even you. This attack on men, putting men out of work and everything. Where would enough be enough? They say, oh, the women want equal rights. No such thing, by the way, but they want equal rights. Where would enough be enough for the equal right thing? When? The same thing with the black. The so-called civil rights movement made the black think they want an equal right. No such thing, by the way. It's made up. But how much equal right do they want? We've done everything, given them everything, and they're not better off at all. Even the people who are pushing it for so-called position and money, they're not better off either. The attack on men, it is coming from everywhere, everywhere, not just from the liberals and the Democrats and the radical feminists and all that. It's coming from the churches. It's coming from the conservative government, so-called conservative Christian women, the secular and so-called religious women. It's coming from them, too. They hate men. They hate men. They push the so-called woman's right, too. And I want to encourage the men because, yes, the attack is on you, happening to you, but it's your fault if you allow it to happen. You are responsible for you. No one else is. And if you understand that it's a spiritual battle and the attack against you because you are sons of God, weak sons who have turned away from the Father, but you're still sons of God. You're just lost in the wilderness of your mind and emotion. If you understood that and took control of your own life, you'll be fine. So I don't blame the devil for attacking you. I blame you for allowing the devil to attack you inside of your mind and inside of other people. Human beings roam the earth. Look up and down the website and everywhere. Roam the earth to see who they can hate. Your own family member. I had a young man tell me in counseling that he thought the family was his foundation. He thought his family members loved him. He thought his mother loved him, his sisters and brothers. He's like, my family and my foundation. And then one day he had a fight with a brother that he was working with. They were working together. And they stopped working together, and he left. And his family turned on him. His mother and everybody turned on him. And he was so shocked. He couldn't believe it. He was like, I went back home because I'm thinking of my family, my foundation. I'm going back home and start over again. But his mother took his brother's side. And then his mother used other family members to go against him. And they all turned on him. They didn't even know the situation. Even if they knew the situation, it had nothing to do with them. But they turned on him. And he became so depressed that he just moved into a place, little place out in the countryside, and stayed alone. And he got ill, his physical ill. He got sick, couldn't function. Couldn't go to work or anything. He was depressed, sick, and out of it. Because he was so stunned when his mother turned against him. And then she turned the rest of the family members against him because he thought they loved him. And he had a foundation. He had the family, quote unquote. Your family is not your foundation. Your family is not your foundation. The spirit of truth only should be your foundation. You should have no other God before God. And anything that you may put before him, before love, before the truth, you made that your God, and look what happens. It's going to always let you down, no matter what it is or who it is, material things and physical people. He was so depressed because his foundation let him down, and he was stunned. He was stunned. And then he heard, somehow or another, he heard my show about forgiving. Forgiving your mother. Your mother's evil. She doesn't have love. She did the best she could because she didn't have love. She hated her mother and father, but especially the mother. And he heard about forgiveness. He was like, what the? But he had stayed away from life and world for a long time, at least a year or so. And it was hard for him to kind of get up and get back out there, right? But he went and forgave his mother. Forgave her. He started to see things a little clearer. And so now he's working on just getting a job because he specializes in a certain field. But he just didn't feel like working anymore because he thought his family was his foundation. And he was so shocked to find out that they didn't love him. Your family members do not love you. And you don't love them. Because if you love them, you wouldn't be looking for love from them. You already have the love, and you will be in it. You wouldn't need anyone to love you because you already have the love. And ladies, if you already had the love, you wouldn't be looking for a man to love you or a man looking for a woman. You wouldn't look for your family, anybody to love you if you already had love. What the? The attack upon the man is wicked. And it's happening to all men. All men. The spirit of the woman, which is of evil, hates you. because of who you represent. Do what you want with that. But I can assure you, as long as you ignore it and not drop the anger over it, you're just going to get worse. You will be lost. But the moment you admit, men and women, the moment you admit, you know what? I am angry. I'm wrong. And then go and forgive, everything will change. And then you will start to overcome the world. You'll be in it, but not of it. And that is so possible, I don't know what to tell you. You don't have to wait to leave your body. You don't have to wait until you die to have peace. Because you might not get it. Because the way you drop your body is where you're going to still be. And you're in hell with anger and resentment already right here on earth. Look how you treat one another. Human beings don't treat each other right at all. Except for those men and women who are overcoming evil. Men are under attack, and it's deliberate because evil want to rule the world. And it can't do it as long as men function in the right way. It can't do it. These females would not be getting away with what they're getting away with if men were one, individual thinkers, free of anger. They wouldn't be getting away with that. They would not be able to go to court and take your children. They would not be able to bankroll you because they get mad and now they want to go to court and take your money. They would not be destroying the world if you, as a man, was in control of your own life and you had love. And because of putting these women in position of leadership and it's not in their nature to do it, everybody is suffering. The men, the women, the boys, and the girls. The cows, the cat, the dogs, the paint on the house, the grass. Everything is suffering because there's no life. The way out is, as an individual, admit to yourself, even if you don't want to say it out loud, that you're angry, and anyone with anger is evil. Go and forgive your mothers. Every human being, all who were born of the woman, must forgive the woman. Ain't no such thing. My mother was a good woman. That's not true. You're lying. But forgive her and return to good. Jesse, all around this country and around the world, but America first, right? Look how the women are being put into leadership role. Not that they are earning it at all. Just like they put the black into DEI thing, they're putting the women in the same thing and pretending that it's working, and it's not. It's not working. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. The stretch off is now open on pules.net. And I'll be back in a moment. Run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, He will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before Him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. It is truly a spiritual battle. It's not physical. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness. You're either of good or evil. And you're not good if you have anger. You're not of good at all. One little ounce of anger keeps you away from good. You are evil. And if you can admit that, it can change. That's what it means to confess. The heart is wicked. The depths of the heart is so wicked, it brings on nothing but destruction. But you can overcome. Announcement, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. He white. The guy with the good hair. And after that, oh, Lord, energy given to him by God. And it is his birthday today, the American anchor baby, almost older than Jesus. One more year, he would be older at or the same age as Jesus, and then older. Now, you know you're old when you're older than Jesus. I'm 1 year younger than Israel. What a mess. A whole country. I'm like, what the? But it's the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. today, and energy everywhere, and it is his birthday. And then today at 2 p.m., a brand new episode of Punchy.tv, a live Punchy.tv with Bill. So call in, super chat, and all that. Bill is so interesting, really. Punchy.tv with Bill at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And thank you all for your support. Let me go to Jackie, a first-time caller out of Oklahoma. Jackie, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Jackie.
How you doing?
All is well.
I got a question for you today.
Okay.
I watch you every day, by the way, Jesse. I love you.
Amazing.
Am I evil for not being able to forgive my father?
100%.
And how do I go and forgive him, Jesse, when I don't understand the things that he has done to me as my childhood?
What did he do to
you? And how do I forgive him?
What did he do to you?
Well, he, not just me, but my brothers, too, he physically and he sexually molested us. And I know where I live in Oklahoma, they cover for these child molesters and whatnot over here.
Well, this where I'm at.
And it's like,
is it your real
father?
Yeah,
this was. Yes, sir, Jesse.
Oh, okay. And your question is, how do you forgive him?
Yes, I went to forgive him, Jesse, and he told me that he raised me from the time I was 3 until I was 15. And I got out of there when I was 15, and I went to, I've been watching your show and stuff for the past 6 months, and I felt like that I needed to go forgive my father so that I can, so I can be a better person, you know what I mean? So I can get that off of me, get that evil off of me. And I went to forgive him, and he told me to get the, he told me to get on down the road is what he told me. And how, I just had so much anger and so much, because he went and he turned his back on me, Jesse. And he, I was going to forgive him, and he turned his back on me, Jesse. And I wanted to, I had just so much anger, and I wanted to do so, so many bad things, and I just got out of there.
And what did you say to him when you went to him?
I said, when I seen him, he has this table that was my grandma's, and I asked him, I said, Dad, can I have my table? And he told me no, that I wasn't going to get it. And I told him, I said, well, I come over here to forgive you too, but you know what? And because he told me get on down the road, and then I told him I was coming to forgive him for being a child molester and a child abuser, and he turned his back on me, and he told me to get the hell out of there.
And so,
and it was like, and I just had so much anger, and it was because he knows what he did.
So
just like I know what he did, Jesse.
How old are you now?
I'm 25.
Okay, so you you didn't go there to forgive him. You didn't.
I did, Jesse.
Why,
I did.
Why? Let me ask this then. Why?
But
did
I don't
you,
understand.
Why did you want? Why did you need to forgive him? Why did you want to forgive him?
Because I've been listening to you, Jesse, and I felt like maybe I should forgive him, but I can't forgive him because I don't understand why he did them things. And I know to forgive you have to understand, and I don't understand, Jesse, and
okay.
I need to, I don't know how to do this.
Okay, here you go.
Because I know it's a, something that has been weighing on me, and I feel like I need to,
Why don't
need
you
do something, Jesse.
Hold on a minute. Calm down because of time. Why don't you just drop your anger?
Well, I've taken anger management, Jesse.
Why don't you drop it?
It's so hard.
And what's hard about dropping anger?
Well, it's not hard to drop anger.
Why don't you drop it?
Okay.
No, that was a question.
Why don't I drop it?
Yes.
I don't know, Jesse.
Have you noticed
that? I was raised kind of, I don't know, but it's like,
do you
know
that, do you see that you're being controlled by anger? It makes you feel this way and that way. It makes
you
think.
Yeah, I do, and I felt like maybe forgiving my father would help.
Hold on. It makes you think about the past and the future and all that, right?
Yes, sir.
And you don't want to do that. You don't want to remember the past. You don't want to be thinking about the future. You don't want to be angry, right?
No, I don't. I blame him for a lot of my problems.
But it's controlling you. It makes you do the things and feel the way that you feel, even though you don't want to feel that way. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Your father had the same problem. Something happened to him, and he hated it.
Well,
he hated it. Listen, he hated it so much. Until he became attracted to what he hates, and it controls him, and it made him do the thing that you have accused him of doing. It wasn't him. It was the spirit of evil in him, in the same way that it's controlling you, making you think and feel the way that you don't want to feel. Does that make sense?
Yes, Jesse, can I tell you something?
I know, but hold that thought for me. I want you to, because of time, I want you to understand this. Your father, yes, it was wrong what you said that he did, but it wasn't him. It was the spirit of evil, anger, emotions that took him over, and he couldn't help it. And knowing that you can't help yourself, well, you should understand that he couldn't help himself, and then forgive him. Stop hating him so that God can forgive you and take the spirit of anger away from you. That doesn't mean you got to hang out with him. You don't have to have lunch, and you don't have to do anything, but don't hate him. Something else made him do what he did. It wasn't him.
I can do that.
Does that make sense?
I'm going to try that. Yeah, it does make sense, Jesse. I'm going to try it.
What makes sense about that? Tell me.
It makes a lot of sense, Jesse, because that's what I felt like I need to do. But I've forgiven his body.
Yeah, it wasn't him, but it's a spirit that's in him that made him do those things. Your father didn't wake up one day, and I don't know if it's true or not, and I'm not saying you're right or wrong about it, but your father didn't wake up one day and say, oh, let me go out and save my daughter. Something else was driving him. I promise you, it wasn't him.
Well, yeah.
He's angry. He's lost. And he believed those thoughts and emotions are his own. And he couldn't help it. And so had you gone and forgiven him, it didn't matter whether he apologized or not, whether he...
He did apologize over text messages, and he told me he knew he was going to hell for the things that he's done to me.
See?
And I know my brothers come to me when I was 18 years old and told me that what was happening to me was happening to them, too.
So
I tried to get help. I told my mom, and nobody...
I know.
They just left me in the home.
But I want you to clearly understand, forgiveness is to admit that I'm wrong for hating anybody, for being angry at anyone. And so I'm feeling the pain of being angry. All the thoughts and the pain that I have is inside of me, and it's because I won't forgive. So I'm being rude.
That is it, Jesse. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I'm being ruled by evil inside of me, and I'm looking outside and blaming other people for it when it's really inside of me. And so whether other people change or admit to anything doesn't even matter. I got to see that I'm wrong for being angry and judgmental and playing God so that I could be free. So you realize your father could not help himself. Something happened, and he's driven by the same spirit you're driven by. And so...
Well, I know, Jesse, that I don't want to do them things that he did.
Right.
Them things happen to me, and that don't make me that way.
I know, but it makes you angry and evil.
It does, because I don't understand. I could not imagine doing that to my kids.
But you've done other things. You have no patience with your children. You're taking out your aggression on your children. You hate your children's father because you have no love.
Well, Jesse,
that makes sense.
I hate my children's father because he's gay.
No, you hate the children's father because you hate the children's father because you're evil. That's why you hate.
I feel like that's where I need to start, is forgiving my father. That way I can move on with my life. And I feel like that I'm failing because I know I need to put my father in Christ. Jesus,
but
I need to put him first.
But you can't do that until you admit you're wrong for having hated anyone for any reason. When you can admit, when you can admit, confess your sin, confessing your sin means I am angry, I'm evil, I'm out of control, I'm wrong. And then when you can do that, everything will change. Then God will forgive you, and you and the Father, God, will become one. But it's not going to happen as long as you're serving the evil.
Amazing.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, sir, Jesse.
You told her?
Yes, I told her.
Okay. So whether you're able to, maybe you can FaceTime with your father or not, but next time you talk to him, say, look, father, dad, whatever you call him, I'm wrong for judging you. Yes, that was wrong for what happened. I realize now you can help yourself, and I'm wrong for hating you for it. And God will forgive. Don't ask for forgiveness. God will forgive you because you are admitting that you're wrong, and now you're forgiving others.
Oh, Jesse.
And now you're forgiving others. Forgive me as I forgive others.
Forgive me as I forgive others.
Yep. That's the Lord's Prayer, remember?
What about eye for an eye, Jesse?
No, that's Satan. That's Satan way.
What the?
I know. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, sir, Jesse.
Okay, stay with that, and then forgive your father.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to, don't expect no cheer. Don't expect anything from him. All your help will come from God when you forgive, all right?
All right, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to North Carolina and talk to the first-time caller, Tyler. Tyler, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, thanks for having me. I had a question for you. It's about going to forgive my mother, and I'm going over there later today. I haven't spoken to her really in about 15 years, and, you know, there's a few things I could say, but I'm not sure how detailed I should get, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, if I go too detailed, I feel like I'm not actually forgiving.
Right.
But if I don't say what's really on my mind, I feel like I'm going to regret that and resent myself.
What's on your mind? So,
primarily, you know, what a lot of guys deal with, she separated me from my father when I was young. That caused a lot of problems, hid me from him, trying to reach out with me, let a stepfather into the house who was really violent. When I finally escaped the house and moved back with my dad, you know, ever since she's tried to guilt me for that and control access to me. And I just, you know, the solution for me was to just pretty much ignore her and not let that kind of evil into my life. But it's definitely ruined a lot of relationships I've had with women. And yeah. I can tell now after watching you for a few months, I know it's what I need to do.
Yeah.
So I just don't want to mess it up. And
so
and
do
get,
you see
emotional,
for
you know what
do
I mean?
You see, you say you don't want to mess it up in what?
I don't want to turn it into a dirt throwing type
right.
of thing. You know, I don't want to, you know, bring it up again.
Do you see for yourself that you need to forgive her?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All you got to do then is go to her. Hey, mother, I was resenting you. I've been resenting you all my life for the way you treated me and turning me from my father and brought this other man into my life and everything. I realize now I can't help with I can't help. I've had bad relationships and everything going wrong. I can't help myself. And you may not even have to say all that, but I realize now you can help yourself. I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you can help yourself. And whatever her response is, it's on her. It has nothing to do with you, whether she blames you or your father or the cat or the dog or anyone. I'm sorry for resenting you. Don't argue with her about anything. Don't try to prove anything to her. Don't argue with the devil, and you'll be fine. If you want to argue, you can just leave. You don't have to argue. Or you can stand there and watch her go nuts and see that she's crazy as a bat. It has nothing to do with you.
Right.
And have no expectation from her at all. And don't plan on exactly every word you're going to say. Have a wait and see. But your primary purpose
right.
to this, let her know, I forgive you for what you've done. I'm sorry for resenting you. I know you couldn't help it. Because her brother screwed her up as well.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that.
So,
thank you.
Does that help?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
And I think I wasn't sure if I should stick around and wait and see or, you know, because I'm expecting her to, of course, react similar to everyone else's mother on here and not
yeah.
even understand why I would say such a thing. And she was the best mother she could be, all that. But, yeah, I guess I don't have to stick around for
you
that.
Don't
I
at
don't
all.
To,
and
know.
When they say they don't understand, they're lying. They're just not ready to
right.
admit they're wrong. And so she have a right to stay in her misery. And don't you
mm-hmm.
judge her for not admitting she's wrong. Leave her to her hell, but don't judge her so you can be free.
Yeah, that's really the hardest thing that I'm trying to do is just not have an opinion at all. I'm
right.
trying to listen to what you've been saying and realize that that's playing God. You know, judging is the real sin there. So
yes.
Try not to do that.
And the way you don't have an opinion about anything or anyone, stay away from thoughts.
Right.
All thoughts
right.
are all lies. All the time about anything.
I believe it. And I'm doing the silent prayer. And the more I do it, the more I'm surprised I haven't been doing this for decades. And it's it really is an attack as soon as you try to sit down and
yes.
all your thoughts that come at you.
Absolutely. It's just a thought. and you, those thoughts, they're not yours. You have nothing to do with them at all. It's just in the mind, and they need you to overreact so that they can stay alive inside of you. But when you don't overreact to that or anyone or anything, they have to leave you. They can't,
right.
Because you're trusting the light of God to fight the darkness, and the darkness will have to disappear from you.
Right.
Amazing. Let me know how it goes, Tyler.
Yes, sir. I'll call you back.
All right, brother.
Thank
you,
Jesse.
You're welcome. I wish you were. And again, don't have any expectation from your mother or anyone, really. And you don't need anything from her. You're just, I mean, you're wrong for judging her. Now that you're an adult, you understand.
Right.
All right,
sir. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. This is for men and women. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Mio is a cute dog. Kappa. It was my B-day on... I already read that one. Sorry. Alex P. Karen Bass is a complete... Don't say this, kids, but idiot. All hail the great white hope.
The great white hope. Donald Trump. Amazing. Thank you.
Tomer. On X says,
"Hey Tomer,
hey Jesse, it's Tomer. Hello from Paris.
Excuse me.
Great to hear you. I haven't forgotten me.
Hey Tomer, I wish you well. I know what you're doing over there, so I really wish you well. And check in sometime, man. What the? But I wish you well.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Amazing. Good to hear from you, Tomer.
Yes, sir." Kaya in North Carolina, happy B-Day birthday to the one and only Nicolas. Sending love and a little change for Bond. Love all you guys, but especially love the anchor baby. Poor
Can
Vida.
I get an amen?
For life.
Thank you. That was Kaya?
Yep.
Thank you, Kaya. Good to hear from you. And the anchor baby have a big smile.
She still has his picture on her nightstand.
Nice. Amazing. Thank you.
Malt Licky Jesse with a very generous one. Yes, my mother made my poor father's life hell. He would mind his own business, taking care of things, and she would barge in with so many questions and made him feel guilty for doing what he's got to do. Why are women like this? What the?
Who is that?
Malt Licky.
Malt Licky responded to the biblical question, have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father?
Uh-huh.
Thank you, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
A rumble rant from Nick LaBoy. Morning, y'all. I think we need a Jesse Lee manhood summer camp for the youth that shows how to deal with life, women, work, ethics, with if being the building blocks. God bless JLP and crew.
And God bless you. I love the if point. Really. It's everything. If you can do what it says, you'll walk on water. You will have paradise right here on this earth while all the hell inside of other people who are trying to destroy your paradise, it will not happen. Men and women, you got to drop the anger, the resentment, the judgment. Stop playing God. Amazing. Thank you.
Mew is a cute dog, Kappa.
By the way, Kyle, thanks for your support. I appreciate that. Go ahead.
Mio says, forgive mama and you will get an Oprah applause.
I know. What a mess. You so hoppo beat me all my life. I've been beat by men. My daddy, my brother, my uncle, my cousin. I ain't gonna take it no more. Super, super.
Mark S., happy birthday, American Anchor Baby gift emoji. We love you, Nick. Thank you for helping others who help can't help themselves. Black thanks hands emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nick.
Anchor Baby said thank you.
Nick Arara, happy birthday. The Anchor Baby deserves a raise. Big smile from Brian R., who says, what? Tomorrow the Catholics recognize the Ascension of Christ. It's a Roman Catholic thing. Do what you want to do.
What? And don't mention raise. Don't give him any ideas. Just saying happy birthday is enough. Amazing. Thank you, though.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank y'all. And listen, you can, the Anchor Baby will be live at 11 a.m. from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time American Anchor Baby. So y'all can continue the birthday wishes to him at that time, too. That was amazing. The Hake Report is coming up now. And then from 9 to 11, then the American Anchor Baby. And then Punchin' TV with Bill. A live episode at 2 p.m. today. Stay with it, folks, really. Drop the anger. Forgive, no matter what it is. They cannot help themselves. And just as you cannot help yourself, something made a home in you, and it's evil in the mind and in emotions. Drop that, and it would be nothing ever happened to you. The body heal, but the spirit don't until you forgive. And forgive me to forget. And you will when you truly forgive. Steven out of Maryland. Alex, a first-time caller out of California. Damien out of Indiana. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. And the caller just said, I'm out of time. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Just forgive. Why waste your whole life in misery when the solution was simple? Forgive. I'm sorry for hating you. I'm sorry for being resentful. I'm sorry for being angry at you. I realize now you could help yourself just as I can help myself, right? And you'll be free. Thanks for your support, your super chats, and everything. Take care. The Hake Report is coming now. Amazing.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have the sex. You don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up. You wanna disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.